Good day, my name is Ian Mavira and welcome to Dizimosi.com. The Dizimosi podcast offers discussions and commentary on how business and economy responds to the current lockdown. This episode ventures into how miners are surviving in the wake of a global pandemic. Mining products have been Zimbabwe's top exports, producing billions of dollars every year. But how has the COVID-19 pandemic affected the mining sector? Zimbabwe Environmental Law Association Project Relations Officer Joyce Nyamkunda.
So with regard to regards to production levels for mining companies, we find that most mining companies in the gold, diamond, platinum, chrome mining sectors, they resumed their operations at various capacity utilization levels. And some companies are operating at half their capacity while others are on a care and maintenance basis. For example, Unki, it's operating on half capacity as the concentrate and smelting plant is under maintenance. And I will just speak of a few examples. Blanket Mine, for example, in Uganda, they indicated that their production may be affected by lockdown measures by approximately about 20%. And before the lockdown, the Chamber of Mines had projected that Zimbabwe could lose about 60% of its mineral production in the second quarter, which is valued at about $400 million US dollars. So you find also that these companies are operating through reduced manpower, levels, and mainly also production has been affected by closure of mining equipment and supply services. You find that the lockdown gave exemption to mining companies only without also opening up to the suppliers and service providers, especially which affect the mining companies. So this is what has been happening with regards to production for the large-scale mining operations. The SM sector has also been affected, and there have been low production issues. I think you all know, I think we are aware that the gold market price has been fluctuating, which has affected how gold has been sold, especially by the miners, and which also resorted to them mainly, you know, buying at the black market, running away from Fidelity Printers, although Fidelity Printers has, lifted up its, revised or reviewed its policy, and they are no longer doing the, you know, ratio of US dollar and RTGS, but it's now 100% US dollar. So I think as of the 6th of May, black market gold dealers were buying gold on Mintership at about $42 per gram, and while Fidelity Printers was buying at $47, but subject to the pricing of the 45 RTGS. And there have been cash shortages in the banks, which has really also affected a flow of gold to Fidelity Printers. But you find that artisanal gold miners are also operating in very, low levels of production due to the lockdown. I'll give an example of Vector's mine in Gwanda, where about 20 women, which is, a women-led small-scale gold mine, which reduced their output from 7 tons of ore in about 2 days to 2 tons in 2 days. So, and you find that in Gwanda, most of the miners are operating with half of their staff complement, while in Shurugi Development Trust has reduced also its staff at their Lulu site to roughly about 20% as well. So most small-scale miners are operating with very low-level productions because of the COVID-19 issue.
Companies, including mines, are required to provide PPE for workers against COVID-19. Have the mines been observing all this?
So generally, we found that many companies, such as the likes of Zimplas, Unki, Mimosa, Mroa, ZCDC, Blanket Mine, they are providing their workers with PPE, that is personal protective equipment, including masks, respirators, gloves, safety shoes, goggles, you know, work suits and other things. So in terms of PPE, they have been giving their employees and complying with the regulations. But you find that some of them, they are not really providing quality PPE. Some of it is poor. We also gathered information that even ZCDC, the quality of, you know, PPE that they have been giving to their workers is, you know, poor. Some have their workers staying at the premises, like at the mine sites, and they've been providing accommodation, food and other protective equipment such as sanitization, among others. And you find that social distancing is being observed, especially, I'll give an example for Zimplats, their bus where people used to sit in threes, they are now twos. Where people used to sit in twos, it's now one. And so they are observing issues of social distancing, temperature checks, they are being done. And some companies like Blanket Mine and Zimplats are monitoring the diseases by providing, you know, employees with their regular guidelines, restrictions, and hygiene recommendations. So you find that this is what companies are doing.
Machiri also made recommendations to the government.
The COVID-19 pandemic has just buttressed on the point and importance of formalization of the artisanal small-scale mining sector. Formalization includes issues to do with, you know, PPE, capacity building, you know, recognition in the law, among other things. And COVID has also just really pinned this point that government must really formalize the sector. Look, all sectors have been closed and they remained as essential, and they are also, you know, bringing in income to the national fiscus. So we should recognize them in the law and we should formalize the sector. We should put in place facilities that can help them, and we should take care of their welfare because these are important people. We do know when you visit at ASM sites and in most of the areas where they are operating in, they do not have health facilities close by. They do not have, you know, PPE with them, issues even of, you know, hygiene issues. They do not really take that into consideration. But this can be achieved once they are formalized, giving them capacity, you know, educating them, raising awareness on these issues that will help them to do their mining activities in a responsible and sustainable manner. So I urge government to really look into formalizing this sector and giving them all the support and, you know, taking care of them, because these are people who are really important to the economy, and they are also, you know, there to reduce even the poverty levels that has stricken the country.
Thank you for listening to Bizimus Podcast. For more, like the Bizimus Weekly page on Facebook and follow Bizimus Andrew on Twitter. I'm yours, Ian Mabira.